This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, and this week we're punting down the Cam because we've taken to the river to visit some of Cambridge's foremost colleges and interview some of the people who work there, the dons or fellows. And our guide on this trip, the person pushing us down the river with a big long pump pole, is Sarah Cost-Perry. Sarah, where are we now?
Well, what you can see on the right is the Wren Library, which is part of Trinity College. And this was designed by Sir Christopher Wren, who designed St Paul's Cathedral in London. And this holds some of the most famous work by Isaac Newton, who was a fellow of Trinity. And as you can see, the library's on the top floor, on the second floor. So if the river ever flooded, because it's right next to the river, the books wouldn't get all soggy.
Which is kind of important, considering they must be irreplaceable. Well, they are, aren't they?
Yes, definitely. Quite a lot of the books are over 200 years old, so definitely irreplaceable.
What else is Trinity famous for?
Well, it's the richest college in either Oxford or Cambridge. It was set up by Henry VIII in 1546, and he gave it a lot of land and property and money from the dissolution of the monasteries. And in fact, some of the colleges in Cambridge that used to be monasteries were broken up and given to Trinity as land. And it used to be said that you could walk all the way from Cambridge to Oxford on land owned by Trinity. Although they are the richest college, with assets of over £700 million, walking from Cambridge to Oxford is not actually possible on Trinity land.